welcome to From Inside the Hive with me, Jane Galloway from Quiet the Hive. I cannot believe this is the last episode in the current season. 10 seasons of From Inside the Hive is just extraordinary and quite a wonderful thing. Thank you for being here with me. I just wanted to reflect on a few things and invite you to a couple of things. So I'm going to do that right now. But before I hop off, I want to just say enormous thanks to those of you who have left ratings, who have sent me messages, who have subscribed. Every time you do that, I have a little tiny happy dance. Honestly, I kid you not, it means the world when you publicly claim how much you love my podcast. And also it helps other people who you think would really benefit from listening to it to find it. And that really is just such a wonderful thing. So thank you so much. Okay, without further ado, here comes the episode. Well, hello there. How are you? I am recording this slightly later than I would do normally. Normally I record on a Thursday at the latest and ready for it to go out on Friday morning, but I'm actually recording this on Friday the 1st of December. It is very, very cold in my lovely little office at the bottom of the garden, also known as the shed. I should really get a sign for it and call it the hive, shouldn't I? We'll work on that. Anyway, I hope this finds you well. It is very, very chilly. I've got the heater on, I've got my furry boots on, I've got my fingerless glove knitted for me many years ago by my mum, which are perfect for enabling you still to type, but keeping your hands that little bit warmer. And I've also been getting in the habit of bringing a hot water bottle down to the office and popping my feet on that. I have heard tell of people who fill one up, pop it in their coat and go for a walk, which I think is an idea worth exploring. Anyway, this marks the end of series 10 of From Inside the Hive, which I cannot quite get over. Over 11,000 downloads, hundreds of subscribers, and over 100 episodes. It's just phenomenal. And I want to thank you enormously for those of you who've been with me on this journey. I started the podcast way back in 2020. We all know what that year was like. And through it, I've got to meet and talk to just some of the most wonderful, bright, compassionate, inspiring, intelligent and beautiful women. I'm so lucky to use this podcast as an indulgence to get to hang out with some incredible people. So I just wanted to take a moment and thank them hugely for being guests on whichever series of the podcast it has been, but particularly to my guests on this series who have just been wonderful and a joy to hang out with. I would like to let you know that there are going to be a couple of bonus episodes as we approach the festive season. I know that sometimes it can be really lovely to have an excuse to stick your headphones on, bundle up and go out for a walk and just have 30 minutes quiet and peace and calm away from everything else. So in order to do that, I'm going to bring you two episodes that you can use as your excuse to get outside and escape for a little moment of personal pleasure for you. One of them will be with a guest who I have happened upon through something I'm about to start exploring and we'll tell you a bit more about. She is a lovely woman called Annie, and it will be the first time meeting her in person. She talks about burnout, about midlife. She's got some very interesting essays over on her Substack. But I will be talking to her particularly about burnout and how we can look after ourselves during the festive season. I'm also running a session all about this. If you're local to me and you want to come out, hang out with me for a bit, then I will be running a session at Well and Good in Godalming, which is a co-working space. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. You may remember that we've had an interview here with the wonderful Charlie Hall, who runs well and good, and has got a new business partner who coincidentally has also featured on this podcast, Shelley Wild. Two great episodes to go back and listen to. But I will be running a session there all about creating a bit of calm amongst the chaos in the 10 days up to and the 10 days after Christmas. So if you want to join me for that, you can grab your tickets, and it's an in-person session, and it would be so lovely to meet you there. Come and have a mince pie and a natter with me. It'd be super. Again, I'll pop that in the show notes so you've got that. Now, you may have heard me mention Substack there. Excuse me. My goodness, I'm getting old. Pause to wipe a dewdrop off the end of my nose, as my mother would have called them. You can expect more of things like that over on Substack. I am about to explore what it is to publish on Substack. I'd love to see you over there. I am going to be doing some more regular musings and wanderings, sharing some insights. It will be less toolsy and more, I guess, thoughts and essays. I'm also thinking about whether I create a membership subscription over there, which would enable you to have a bit more access to me on a personal, more one to many, I guess, but actually in a virtual room once a month so that we can get together, talk about what's on your mind. It would also include things like free tickets to come to my annual retrospective. And actually that's running again on the 19th of December at 7 p.m. I love, love, love this. And this is a really good example of one of the many, many tools that I don't share with you unless I know it works, unless I do it myself. Every year I do the retrospective and I invite you to join me. We quite often end up feeling pressured into making New Year's resolutions, which are very much based on shoulds and obligations and societal expectations. You know, the sense that we should have lose weight and take up a night class and improve myself and be nicer to my children on there, or whatever it might be. But what I do during the retrospective is use the joy and energy of the previous year to create a year coming up, which is equally filled with joy and energy. And those things that you want to do or achieve or be suddenly become much more attainable because you want them rather than you feel like you should have them on your list of things to do. This never-ending list that grows and grows and grows, we may as well fill it with things that give us joy and energy rather than shoulds and obligations and other people's expectations of us. So it'd be really super to see you at 7 p.m. on the 19th of December for the retrospective. It's at 7 p.m. so you can bring a glass of fizz if you like and a mince pie, and either the kids hopefully will be in bed or occupied on a screen, or you can get someone else to put them to bed while you join and do this. Cozy up your furry animals, your whatever it is that you need to create a bit of time and space for you to think about the forthcoming year. It's a really, really joyful occasion. I love running the retrospective. So if you come over on Substack, that would be one of the things that would be included in the subscription, as well as a bit more, I guess, downguarding from me. You know that I happily ramble on these podcasts to you, but there is still a sense of being of service to you and providing the best thing I can. And sometimes that means coming from a slightly more professional setting, I guess. I'm hoping on Substack I'm going to be able to explore a bit more about what is going on for me as well as what is of service to you. So that combination of me messing up and sharing my mistakes so you don't have to make them, and also some more deeper thought on what it is to create and live a life you love. So I would love to see you over on Substack. Sometimes it can feel like another thing to do, and I've been mulling this over for the last couple of weeks, actually, almost a month. and I took it to a coaching session. Yes, coaches have coaching sessions to explore whether it was really something I wanted to do or whether it was really feeling like hopping on the bandwagon. And actually, it feels like somewhere that I could really bring something different to you. And that's what I'm hoping to do. We'll develop and grow it together, see what it looks like. So December, I hope that you are ready for that wind down, that sparkle, that glow that I find comes from December. Weirdly, this morning I woke up and there was a grin on my face immediately. I had one grumpy child and one very happy child. Grumpy child turned it around when we were singing along to the Christmas songs on the radio in the car on the way to school. There is something for me about December that always feels quite magical. Partly perhaps because it's also my birthday month. Partly because it's permission to festoon the house with fairy lights. There's something about permission to slow down and hunker up, which is so, so precious and valuable. For those of you who get the newsletter, and if you don't, why not? Go grab it. You will have seen that I always recommend the Calm Christmas podcast from Beth Kempton around this time of year. Beth has been a guest on the podcast here, and she is a writer of nearly six. Well, she's written six. The sixth book is about to be released. But six books that have been translated into many languages. And she is such a thoughtful and gentle person to be around, and it really makes those Calm Christmas podcast episodes a pleasure to listen to and just to have on while I potter about in the kitchen or go for a walk. It really is a lovely way to settle into the festive mood and remind yourself that the craziness of this time of year, you do not have to subscribe to that, you do not have to sign up to it, you do not have to enter into that that whirlwind of chaos that can sometimes accompany this time of year. You can absolutely give yourself permission to slow down and switch off. And Beth invites us to think of a word for our Christmas, for our festive season. How do we want it to feel? It might be magical, it might be sparkly, it might be calm, it might be quiet, it might be educational if you want. It can be whatever the word is that you want to choose. But use that word to give yourself permission to say no to the things that don't fit into it. And say yes to the things that actually would bring you joy, that you do want to do, that don't feel like they come with a sense of obligation and drudgery. Anyway, there's some thoughts from me. Come join me on the retrospective. I would love to see you there on the 19th of December. Tickets are available now, and the session will be recorded, and you will get a workbook as well. So even if you can't make it live, you won't miss out. I'd love to see you over on Substack. If you fancy it, I'm just about to create that, so I'll put the link in the show notes, but my handle is @QuietTheHive, all one word. And I would love for you to subscribe to this so you don't miss out on the two special bonus episodes that will be dropping closer to Christmas and the new year, that hopefully will give you just a little pocket of loveliness in what can be quite a chaotic and fun-filled time when, if you're anything like me, you might need an excuse to just carve out half an hour for just you. All right, my lovelies, if I don't speak to you before, I'm wishing you a very, very happy, sparkly and warm, glowing December with that chilly nip in the air. But I hope that you are filling it with hygge and all the things that you love to do around this time of year. Come and tell me over on quiet_the_hive at Instagram what your December looks like. I always love to hear from you, and it would be great to hear your reflections on this. Until next time, take such good care of yourself, and I will speak to you soon. Lots of love. If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us.
Thanks so much.